What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Wait, but guys, sound off in the comments below.
Sound off in the comments below.
The comments below.
In the comments below.
Welcome back to Sound Off in the Comments Below, our weekly segment where you guys tell us what to talk about.
It's the best ever. We don't have to prep anything. You guys just tell us what the topics are. And we just show up and chat and have a fun little time. It's my favorite episode of the week.
Me too, I actually think. Well, it depends on what the topics are, but I really am loving this new segment and you guys are too. So I love that we're all having fun here.
I know.
So Jackie and I both put up question boxes on our individual Instagrams yesterday and we're going to dig through and see what you guys want us to chat about. I mean, we got a lot of people wanting us to talk about the new season of Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been watching it.
I've been watching, and I've also been watching The Valley, unfortunately. Oh. But only just because I, like, need, like, when I eat dinner, I want something, like, stupid that I don't have to pay attention to on. So that's why I watch The Valley, because it's okay. Stupid and I don't want to pay attention to it.
Okay.
I don't know what my thoughts are on the current season. It's, like, pretty much delivering what I thought it was gonna deliver. Like, you know what I mean? Nothing's gonna top the last season. But I think it's been, like, good. I'm definitely at this point, like, really invested in everyone's storylines. And so it's like, even if it's not as exciting as the last season, I'm down to, like, keep up with, like, what's happening to Katie Maloney and Ariana and my favorite boyfriend, Schwartzy. I don't know. Have you been watching it at all or no?
No, and well, also, Schwartz is my boyfriend, too. I actually wanted to ask you.
But I think he's so cute, and I feel like that's such a hot take because nobody likes him because he's so annoying. And he is, but, like, he's so cute. And
no.
I like his, like, passive, like, aw, shucks, who, me? But I get how that's evil, but that's me. I'm the problem. It's me. You know what I mean?
Okay, so there's something about Schwartz. I've been thinking about this. So, one, a lot of people know this, but I am not, like, totally up to speed Vanderpump, but right now I am on season 8. So previously, after Jackie taught me about Vanderpump, I binged 1 through like 7.5, and then I got stuck on an episode that like wasn't good. It was about the opening of Tom Tom, and there was just a lot of focus on that, and I didn't care, and it wasn't interesting. And do you ever get stuck and you can't get back into it? So literally months went by and I could not get back into it. I would try and I'm like, I don't care about this fucking bar opening. It's not that interesting. So
why did you just skip the episode?
I finally did. And then I was like,
thank God. Like, it's not that deep where you're going to miss plot points. Like, this isn't Game of Thrones.
I am so glad I did because I'm like, wow, I've missed out on this show and now I'm back. Like, Jackson Brittany just got married. There's just like so much going on. I mean, their reunions are top notch. So I think honestly watching every season alone for their reunions is worth it.
Yeah, so good.
Okay, but marry, fuck, kill Schwartz, Sandoval, and Jax. It's harder than you think. Well, actually,
No, that's actually incredibly easy. Marry Schwartz, fuck Jax, kill Sandoval. Duh. If you have any other answer, like no other answer is correct, I think.
I kind of struggle because I really like Schwartz. I think he's so cute. But
he would be a horrible husband.
He would be a horrible husband. And his golden retriever energy is sometimes sweet, but sometimes it's obviously, it was very annoying to Katie after a while. You want your man to like step up. Like with the Jax Brittany wedding stuff, it's so funny and cute. But like when Sandoval was not going to be a best man for a while yeah. because they got into a fight. And then Schwartz is like, what am I going to do? I've been YouTubing videos of how to tie a bow tie all week. I've been stressing. And it's just like, on one hand, that's so wholesome and sweet. And on the other hand, it's like, dude, you're like 40.
Yeah, like get it together.
Get it together. But I love him.
Yeah. No, I love him too, but I do think his golden retriever energy hides something like more sinister though. Cause it's like when he was with Katie, like on the outside to all of his friends, he's golden retriever, all Schwartzy. But he was never like that. He is that energy to Katie, but like not when it matters. Like he doesn't step up. Like he'll be like, hi Katie, okay, bubba, bubba, bubba. But then she'll be like, Schwartz, like back me up. Like you're literally my husband. And he's like, meh, but Tom Sandoval. And it covers up like some sinister meanness where it's like, why can't you stick up for Katie? Literally never once in the show has he ever stuck up for Katie.
Just because I am fresher with these episodes, he does once when he calls Sheena a bootleg Kardashian. And Sheena actually says back to him like, oh, good job. You're finally sticking up for your wife. Because he literally never does. In season 1 through 8, that is the only time. It's crazy. Does he still have Bubba tattooed on his ass?
I don't know, actually. That is a plot hole of Vanderpump Rules that they have not addressed.
I hope he does. I really hope he does.
He probably does. But yeah, the current season's been fine. I don't know.
Well, I just feel like after Scandoval, what did you expect? Like, if you didn't bring Ariana back.
You mean Raquel.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Raquel Rachel should have just returned to the show. I understand why she didn't. But without her being there, and then the whole, like, doesn't Ariana, she won't film with Sandoval?
They do film in the same rooms, in the same places, but they don't really talk. She's very much like, I'm going to keep existing. I'm not going to miss out on things just because he's there. Like, that's not fair. And there have been a couple of times where he has tried to talk to her. They did have one big blow up argument on not the most recent episode, the episode before that. But for the most part, he'll be like, hey, Ariana, my lawyer sent you an email about selling the house. Do you think you can get back to me? And she's like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
He's like, Ariana, God, answer your phone. He's so Napoleon Dynamite.
I know. It is interesting to see, like, Sheena and Lala are clearly, like, while they want to be supportive of Ariana because that is, like, the mainstream thing, right? Like, all of America is supportive of Ariana, and they, like, want to be supportive of Ariana and be, like, on the right side of history, so to speak, on the show. It is interesting to see that they are both, like, losing their goddamn minds that, like, Ariana is getting star. All of this attention, and she's the star, and she is the main character of this season, at least, and they're just, like, they're losing it.
Like, how though? Like, what are they doing?
They're not even doing anything like specific. I think you can just tell in the way that they like half-ass support her, but then they're like, but Sandoval, and like, and I just, we've seen in the promos for like later episodes in the season that like line that Lala swears was out of context, where she says, I don't understand, like someone gets cheated on, then they become God. And she says that was out of context, but I do see that sentiment brewing with them, the way they're like, Ariana, you just need to like get over it. Come on, we can all film together. Ariana, it's not healthy. You should let this anger go. And it's like, she can do whatever she wants. You know what I mean?
Are they kind of saying like, dude, take one for the team. If you guys film together and maybe even fight on camera, you will help make our collective show better and we can all benefit from it. It's kind of like, I don't know, Lauren Conrad leaving the Hills. Like, bro, what are you doing? We're like doing so well. You're going to ruin it for everyone. And I feel like there's more if Ari, I don't know where I stand.
Yeah, but I understand why Ariana doesn't want to do that. And it's like, it's not Ariana's job to create more drama of her own life on a TV show so that Sheena can, like, pay her mortgage, you know? Like, I get their frustrations, but, like, sorry that the gravy train of talking about Scandoval on your podcasts has dried up. Like, start something else. Get a 9-to-5.
Like, yeah, like, I don't know Sheena, what to tell you. Maybe you have to cheat now. Like, someone has to cheat. Every single season, someone cheats. So if that's what's missing this season, then that's obviously the secret sauce.
Mm-hmm. Also, did you see those clips too where like Sheena is just like a whole other thing and she drives me crazy, but she was saying that like she has to be nice to Sandoval and like we really want to repair our friendship because he was so nice to her. I guess during the pandemic he like Zelled her or Venmoed her like several thousand dollars because she was like broke at that time. But I'm also like, how can you be broke? I just don't understand, like, how much money they're, like, really making. And if so, like, Sheena, how could you, like, legitimately, like, need a couple thousand dollars to, like, pay your rent, yet you're, like,
yeah, that's
probably
weird.
Making millions of dollars from your podcast.
I mean.
And being a cast member on the show. Okay, but her podcast is probably a lot, probably, if I had to guess, a lot bigger than She's All Batch podcast.
I would think it's, like, on par with a, like, decently average size. I mean, are people really tuning in to hear her bitch about the show?
I think. I mean, she has a huge following. I would think.
Okay, can I, like, so I have thoughts about Sheena, because when I first started binging the series, I actually said to a friend, I know that the general consensus is that people are annoyed by Sheena a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't get it at first.
Sure.
I get it. And of course. Just feel like, I mean, she's kind of a difficult person to want to follow along with because she comes off very self-centered. So I'm just wondering why people then would want to listen to a podcast where the main focal point is just always revolving around herself.
I think it's just because of, like, the access she can get to, like, bigger guests and
behind-the-scenes
things of Vanderpump. Yeah, no, she does interviews and stuff.
Okay. So. Wait, I want to ask something else. When you guys watch Vanderpump, do you also judge the intros and, like, rank them in your head? Because I do every single time. Like, the slow motion intro, I judge every single person. And I'm like, oh, this person's the best. I'll, like, purposely look at my favorites each time. Is that just me? Does anyone else do that?
Yeah, well, do you just mean in the sense that, like, because I feel like the order always switches up, and I think it's, like, interesting to see who gets put, like, first in one season, but then, like, like, for a while it was always Stassi and Jax, and then Stassi got moved to, like, the fourth rotation, and you're like, whoa, 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 but then she came back, don't worry.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Well, also, no, not so much the order, but I did notice that too. Like what each person's doing. And sometimes in one frame, there'll be four people. So you can't look at all of them. So I will literally tell myself, like, okay, today I'm going to look at this person. And I, like, give my attention to one person. And I do. I judge them based on, like, what they did in their intro. Is that just me? I do this every time.
Maybe it's just you. I don't know.
I will say, though, it ebbs and flows who gets, like, higher ranked and lower ranked based on their pose. But Sheena, for me, is always at the bottom. I don't like her poses. And I think she's trying very hard in the intro. Like, I'm on season 8. And in hers, she's in the middle between Lala and Kristen. And her pose is she, like, doesn't move her neck, but she swings her hair. So she's, like, awkwardly moving her hair so it flows.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I'm like, you're just trying so hard to, like, have your hair moving in the intro. I don't know. Am I thinking too hard into this? Probably. I don't know. Maybe this is – I'm very curious to see if I'm the only one that thinks this hard about the intro.
I'm sure you're not. I'm sure people will relate to that.
Okay, good.
But, yeah, otherwise I feel like I don't have that strong feelings about Vanderpump this season. It's good. I'm enjoying it.
Do you think it'll be – people are saying they think it'll be canceled. I think in order for a show to be canceled, like, ratings need to seriously plummet. That's why I don't think it – Bachelor really cares if they have low ratings, because, like, low ratings for Bachelor is still higher than a lot of other shows.
Yeah, and I think Vanderpump is maybe the highest Bravo show still, so I don't think it's going to get canceled. I think it's really just going to come down to, like, who wants to return back for another season of this, and then I think if they don't have enough people, like, I could see Ariana being like, I'm good, I'm going to move on, like, I've had all these opportunities, I'm going to, like, pursue something else, In which case, then maybe they would take a couple of them and move them over to the Valley. That's what people are saying.
But, like, with Jax openly saying, like, not like we didn't know this, but he literally is openly saying, like, Vanderpump is scripted. Like, after season six or seven, it's completely bullshit. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Because I'm in season eight, I can't stand watching the show and seeing the fake restaurant banter. It's getting to me, and we all know it's staged. And especially because I don't think the people do a good job at convincing you that, like, they're actually working. Like, it'll be two people in the back at the restaurant, and they're like, hey, how's it going? And like, oh God, I'm just so slammed. I have so many tables. So what's going on with you and Schwartz? And then they just, like, stand there and have a 15-minute conversation. Or even worse, when it's a bartender, there's two bartenders behind the bar. And they're like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And then they pull one of the bartenders out. Like, you mean to tell me this is like a Hollywood hotspot? And one of the bartenders could just go out in the back for 20 minutes and talk to you about, like, a party that you guys are going to next week. It just is so unrealistic. Or, like, I rewound a scene yesterday. Raquel's waiting on someone and she goes, one espresso martini. And I'm like, that's not even how you say it. And, like, you did not go and get that espresso martini, Raquel. I've said this before too. There's nowhere either at, like, a Hollywood hotspot where you're delivering one drink. They're always delivering one drink. Two max. You're never carrying a tray with a bunch of drinks because you're not really waiting. And, like, we all know that. I'm just, like, frustrated why they're still pushing that. Season eight, like, come on.
But how else were they supposed to, like, do it? Like, they still technically are, like, are they... I think they're still technically, like, at the restaurant and, like, pretending to work. Like, if you were to walk into Sir at that time when they're filming, like, there is a chance Raquel would be, like, your waitress, but she would be a horrible waitress, and that's clearly not her priority. Her priority is to,
I don't think they're actually waiting aside. On anyone. I think...
No, they do. I think they do.
Sound off.
I think they're, like... I guess let me know when exactly the transition went from them, like, literally being... workers there to just kind of, like, pretending. But I think they're, like, that's, like, the illusion of the whole thing is, like, that's why people wanted to go to the restaurants, because they'd be like, ooh, maybe we'll see Jax behind the bar. So Jax is behind the bar, but not really to, like, make drinks, just to kind of, like, be the face of something and be a personality and, like, be stupid.
I don't know.
But they were still there. Like, maybe he'll pour a little glass of wine or something.
No, I think when they go up to a table and they're like, one Pinot Grigio? Okay, coming right up. They're not, that is a stage scene. Like, they also, they've admitted that, like, obviously when they walk into the bar, those are all staged. Like, that's not the first time they're actually walking in. So I wouldn't put it past them to literally be like, okay, Sheena, go talk to that table. They film it. And then, like, that table's real, waiter goes. I don't think Sheena's really waiting on them.
Okay, well, if anyone was at Sir.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Between the years of, what year was season eight maybe? I don't know, 2015. Well, when did TomTom open? 2017-ish? 2018?
I believe that they waited in the beginning.
Okay, you were at... No, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you went to Sir around this peak time, 2017, 2018, were the cast members actually at the restaurant? Were they actually serving people, or were they just, like, sitting in the corner while the other waiters did the work? If Sheena came up to your table, please let us know.
Right, and, like, if she gave you one Pinot Grigio, let me know as well. I've been a waitress before, and I just feel like it's a very – have you worked in that industry at all? I think it's just a very weird interpretation of what that industry is really like. You're never like, hey, can I talk to you for a sec? And just, like, pull them aside and go sit in a completely different room.
Well, of course not. Yeah.
So I just wish they – it just bugs me. It's just something, like, I know what they're doing.
I guess I'm just like, what do you want them to do instead?
I don't
know. Like, just not be at the – like, would you rather them just be at their apartments and be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? I think the whole point is it's the backdrop of the restaurant. But they have to have those conversations. So it's like, where would you rather they have them?
I guess.
At, like, the beach?
No. They can have it at the restaurant. I guess, like, the faking of how you're so swamped as a waitress, but you're going to sit in the back room and talk for 15 minutes about, like, something stupid. Why don't it be, like, stage your scene and have it be like, oh, I just clocked out. Let's sit at the bar and have a drink. So what's going on with you and Schwartz? Like, I think just, like, the phoniness of pretending like you're busy but you have enough time to bullshit, it's just funny. I obviously understand reality TV and, like, why they have to set up scenes, but It's just funny. Okay, I am obsessed with Lumi whole body deodorant. I put it on this morning and I smell like a toasted coconut. And the great thing about Lumi whole body deodorant is that once I put it on, I know I'm set for the entire day because Lumi blocks odor all day long. Actually, up to 72 hours.
So wild. And also, too, guys, it's not just for your underarms. You can use it anywhere on your body. Under boob, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, feet. Literally any part of your body that could use a little extra good smell, put it there. It was actually created by an OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Yeah, this deodorant truly is a game changer. Once you go Lumi, I promise you, you will not go back. Every single person I've told about Lumi are now lifelong customers. Like, a few of my friends, my sister, she's like, literally, you introduced me to this brand and I will never try another one because it's so good. It really does work.
It is really good. It is formulated and powered by mandelic acid. So it actually stops the odor before it starts. It's like a pre-odorant. It's baking soda free. It's paraben free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. So no worries there. And all the flavors smell amazing. Tangerine, lavender sage, toasted coconut. Toasted coconut, you literally want to eat it. I want to have a cookie that's Lumi toasted coconut flavored.
So you've heard us talk about it, and now is your time to, like, actually act on it because we have a 15% off code for you. Right now, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link, shesallbatch at lumideodorant.com. So that's LumiDeodorant.com with code shesallbatch. That's going to get you 15% off and start smelling better today. Other people want us to talk about this JoJo Siwa. Like, she's just getting a lot of hate
attention right now
because she has this, like, rebrand as this bad girl now.
Yeah, is that why everyone is, like, obsessed? Because I got a lot of DMs about JoJo Siwa. I think what people are, like, why people are kind of, like, annoyed is that, like, she is trying to make it seem like she's doing this, like, shocking, edgy rebrand. But, like, I think all she's just doing is, like, leaning into, like, doing things and releasing music that's, like, a little bit more adult. But, like, I feel like she's trying to create her Miley moment when Miley, like, cut off her hair and was like, I'm not a Disney Channel girl anymore. Like, I'm edgy. Like, this is me. The Miley thing is so interesting because Miley went from Disney to then, like, that Wrecking Ball short hair era. And I feel like people would argue she had to go so far in the other direction to then be able to come back to where she is now, where, like, she's a lot less edgy now, but, like, we do associate her more as, like, a legit artist and not a Disney Channel girl because she went so far in the other direction. Then you can come back into the middle. But had she gone from, like, just Miley to, like, kind of more in the middle without that craziness, then I think she would maybe still be stuck in this, like, Hannah Montana Disney vibe. Anyway, we're not talking about Miley, but I'm just saying, I feel like people are annoyed with JoJo Siwa because she's trying to, like, orchestrate that same type of evolution in her career. And people are just kind of calling bullshit and seeing right through it. Because she's saying things. What's that quote? I think I've seen it on TikTok a couple times where she's like, oh, you have it. Okay. Are you
going
to play it?
Well, this is one of her quotes that are going viral. I actually saved it because I knew we were going to talk about JoJo. Okay.
No one has made this dramatic of a change yet. No one has made, in my generation, this extreme of a switch, and I am the first in the generation. It is very scary, but someone's gotta do it.
I mean, it's like, ma'am, what?
Yeah.
No one's ever transitioned from child star to, like, something a little bit more mainstream and edgy. Like, that's just like Delulu.
Ugh.
Sorry, I love
saying, I know, Delulu, I hate
it. Why do you hate it? It's so fun because, like, the saying Delulu, like, is Delulu, you know?
Wait, speaking of Delulu, we should talk about J-Lo, but, like, JoJo Siwa her time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's quotes like that that's definitely hurting her. She's like, yeah. Let other people say that you're, like, the first in your generation to do something great. Don't say it about yourself. It just comes off a certain way. Also, the fact that, like, you're not the first in your generation to do what you're doing, so I feel like that's rubbing people the wrong way. Something else I saw, people are taking issue with the fact that she didn't write her song. And I don't know if she's, like, alluded to the fact that she did write her song, but a lot of people in the music industry don't write their songs. Like, not everyone's Taylor Swift. So I don't really get why people are mad about that. But JoJo's first line in this song, Karma, is, I was a bad girl. And like coming from your history of like wearing bows in your hair and you were on Dance Moms and like the baddest thing you did was not watch that scary movie that Abby Lee assigned you so you can get into character for your contemporary solo. That truly is like the most controversial thing you did on Dance Moms. So you certainly were not a bad girl. I think it's this forced persona that really didn't match up with who she's been in the public eye.
But then I guess like is there something more to it? Like why are people...
She's just like, I guess being, she's annoying people. Like calm down.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like we get it. We see you, JoJo. We know you're here. Like she's kind of like jumping like in your face, kind of being shoved down your throat.
Mm-hmm. But you could she also did call her daddy, but I haven't listened to that episode.
So I saw a clip of it, and well, first of all, in that interview,
stupid hat,
the hat. Like I think she's just doing a lot of things that are rubbing people the wrong way. But she's like, I don't know. I do think she can solidify herself as like a. It's a fucking opinion, but like a Lady Gaga, like a don't give a fuck type person. Not like, not
I'm
on the
like,
level.
I'm not slander Stephanie Germanotta by comparing.
No, I'm not
JoJo Siwa to Lady Gaga. Okay, fine.
I'm not. I'm saying in this, in the sense that Lady Gaga doesn't give a shit. And Lady Gaga is like unapologetically herself. And like, I think JoJo knows she's annoying people, but she doesn't care. So in that sense, like how they're both. Kind of like that. Kind of like Miley, too. No?
Yeah.
I'm not saying JoJo is on the level of Lady Gaga.
No, I know what you're saying. I just think JoJo, like, the reason why it's coming off as inauthentic with her is because it's like, it seems like she actually really cares a lot. And a lot of this feels very, like, calculated and, like, orchestrated to come off as that she doesn't care. But it's like, people who really don't care don't need to, like, say how much they, like, don't care. And this is just, like, so wild and crazy and different. Whereas, like, Lady Gaga just, like, has always just authentically, like, been there and, like, not given a fuck. But maybe JoJo can work up to that. Something to aspire to.
Like, I'm not saying she ever would or could. I just feel like it's giving that same energy of just not caring. I get people being mad about, like, she's seemingly taking credit for stuff that's already been done without, like, acknowledging other artists. Right. And then the writing of the song thing, unless she flat out said like I wrote this song and she did it, which I understand if that's the case, but like there's so many songs that you love that was not written by the artist. Like my favorite Justin Bieber song, Love Yourself, when he's like, my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. Yeah. And everyone's like, ooh, which of Justin Bieber's girlfriends was he talking about? Who does Justin's mom not like? Ed Sheeran wrote that song. It has nothing to do with Justin Bieber. So, like, when moments like that happen and you're like, oh, wait, in my head, it's Justin writing this song and he's thinking about how his mom didn't like this girl. Like, that's not even – that never happened.
Okay, I understand not all artists write all their songs, but it's like you don't write your songs. She's also not really a singer, right? Like, she's not that good.
No, and she, like, knows she's not good, but –
which is also, again, fine. You can totally be an artist and not be a vocalist. I think she even said that in one of the clips. But then I'm just kind of like, so then, like, what are you offering us? Like, just, like, your image and, like, your brand. But it's so it's coming off. And if that was the case, okay, fine. But the fact that the image and the brand is coming off is so inauthentic. It's like, well, then what? I feel like she's just, like, trying to, like, orchestrate, like, a Hollywood package of, like, this is what a pop star does. But, like, none of it feels authentic or true to her. So it's just kind of like, what do you – it's like AI was like, here's how you make a pop star. And you, like you sing this type of pop song and you put, like, this type of shocking, like, image behind it. And then here you go. And then everyone will love it. And it's like, okay, well, now it's just getting weird. Like, AI just, like
– we can't trust AI these days. They're coming up with crazy shit. But, like, shall we all remember that JoJo Siwa's 20 and perhaps she's just trying to, like – find who she's supposed to be. And I think people are being like really hard on her. Unless she's done something crazy that I'm unaware of, she seems like just a girl who's like on a little bit obnoxious, but like she's kind of laughing all the way to the bank. People don't 100%. Realize that the more attention they give someone, even if it's negative attention, it does help that person. Which like kind of I want to bring over to J-Lo now. Like she's obviously getting hate. Me and Troy McKeady talked about J-Lo in the Patreon episode with Celebrity Encounters, and people are really hating on her. We can get into like what's going on, but if you go to J-Lo's Instagram, I don't get why this is a thing that like now in today's world, if you don't like someone, it is you're supposed to go to their Instagram and tell them why they're horrible. This is J-Lo doesn't
I have not
fucking
looked
care.
At J-Lo's Instagram.
I doubt she even like posts on her Instagram. I'm sure it's like she pays someone to run it.
Why are people still mad? Because of like her music video movie thing?
Yeah, whatever
that was like very I watched it with
no!
my friends. It was wild.
Wait, so give us a little overview.
The thing is, if she were to just be like, this is a parody of myself, of who like the world thinks J-Lo is, and like kind of lean into owning it, I would have like respected it a little bit more. But I think the worst part about it was so sincere. Like she thought this was like her Lemonade moment. She thought she was like making art. And basically it's like a little over an hour. Like it's like a visual album. So it's like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 like music videos all connected together. There's like little vignettes and like scenes in between the songs, but it's not like a full movie. It's like something in between a movie and a music video. And it's like about love and finding yourself and your inner child work and therapy. And but it's like it really, so like that's all great, but it really takes you out of it when then also it's also about like following the signs and the stars and astrology. And then there's a couple scenes where they have actors be all the different members of the Zodiac and they're all like in a circle talking about like what J-Lo's doing on Earth. But the actors are like Jane Fonda. Wait, I need to pull up who exactly was all in
this.
Wait,
this sounds horrible. Like this sounds like a really bad movie.
Yes, correct. It is. Wait, what was it called? The Girl in Me? No, what is it called?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Hold on. J-Lo music video cameos, because I watched it. Who else was all in it? Trevor Noah, Jane Fonda, Kim Petras, Post Malone, Kiki Palmer's in it. Derek Huff, Sofia Vergara. It's like, what? Neil deGrasse Tyson shows up and you're like, what?
But like, wait, you're like, happening? This feels like Mad Libs. What are they doing? Like,
they're all playing different members of the Zodiac. So like, for example, it says Neil deGrasse Tyson, because they're the gods up there that are influencing J-Lo on Earth, and they're like judging her decisions in love and life and her inner child.
I feel like I'm high. Why is that like a thing? I thought 100%. This was a documentary on her life.
Oh, no. Well, in a way, in J-Lo's brain, I think she's like, no, this is autobiographical. This is me and my story. But it's like the most crazy. It's like, because there are scenes where she's, like, getting in fights with, like, the guy she's dating, but they live in some, like,
the guy
psychotic...
she's dating, Ben Affleck?
No, but he's not in it.
Who's the guy she's... in it? She's, that's who she's dating.
No, but this is, like, a history of her dating history. Oh. Like, one guy's supposed to be Mark Anthony. Because it's all about, like, because she was with Ben Affleck, and then, like, they broke up, and then, like, her journey to find love. And then there's, like, they're in this, like, massive, like, robotic, like, mansion, her and Mark Anthony, and they're, like, hitting each other, and it's, like, abusive, and then... it's wild.
I feel like I'm tripping on like acid 100%. When you explain this. This doesn't make sense and this sounds bad and confusing.
It is really, it is all of those things. Yes, correct.
But people are, the clip that obviously went viral on TikTok is her with her hair messed up and she's like, this is what I looked like running up and down the block. And people are like saying that she's maybe leaning into being from the Bronx more than she really was.
Oh, yes, 100%. Well, because she's always just like, have you seen the clip where she's like in the Bronx and she goes to like her old house and she's like, hey, I used to live here. And the guy's like, shut the fuck up. Like, dude, I don't care. And then there's some other clip where they're like, J-Lo, what's your bodega order? And she's like, oh, like a
ham and cheese,
ham sandwich, a bag of chips and like orange an orange drink. If you know, you know. And it's just like, sure. But I think why people laugh at it is just because she's been so famous and so rich for so long that for her to pretend like, oh yeah, I'm just like J-Lo from the Bronx going to the bodega. It's like, you have not been that girl in 30 plus years. I would respect you more if you just like own your diva-ness of like, your world is so crazy and fantastical and no one can really relate to it. I'd almost just rather her own that. I feel like Beyonce owns that. She's just like, yeah, I'm fucking Beyonce. Yeah. And I like, none of you guys can relate to me. None of you are on my level.
Well, it's when celebrities try to be relatable in general.
I know.
People get.
But she like really leans in.
Yeah.
And she really thought that this movie, music video, whatever it was like really doing something. Like she thought this was Lemonade, the way Beyonce released Lemonade and it changed the world. I recommend watching it. Like
really?
It's wild.
Maybe maybe do some type of drug or alcohol. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, did all those things.
Oh,
for sure. But it's almost so crazy. Like, it's hard to even describe. I think when I'm trying to explain it to you, I'm like, I don't even know. But it's like, but that's the reason why everyone's hating on J-Lo, because she's pretending to be relatable with her Bronx roots. Yeah. And she made a stupid, like, very self-important music video. Like, yeah. Who cares? She's J-Lo. Well,
I kind of feel like I don't care about J-Lo. Like, if she kind of just continued living her life, it'd be like, okay, cool. Like, you kind of...
Yeah.
You're past, like, you're not If You Had My Love, J-Lo, like, when, like, you literally had music out and you were obviously more relevant back then. Now it's kind of just like, all right, you're doing your thing, whatever, but, like, I don't care. I don't follow what you're doing and I don't care.
Yeah.
So for her to release this documentary, like, I assumed that, like, people that obviously still are really into her would watch it, but...
I think the problem is no one is.
That's the thing. Like, why did
she... Have you ever met a J-Lo fan? No. I don't think I ever have.
No. And not... I never had a problem with her.
No, exactly. Like,
I just don't care.
Everyone's just, like, passively consuming J-Lo. But no one is like, oh, my God, guys, the J-Lo tickets. Like, we have to go see her when she goes on tour.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's saying that. If you are saying that, let me know. But I think everyone's just like, oh, yeah, J-Lo, huh.
I feel like her and the JoJo Siwa stuff has a little bit in common that I think people are just annoyed. And yeah. It feels like a little bit being shoved down our throats still.
Yeah.
Like, there was a period of time, that. Like, last week where my entire TikTok feed was people hating on J-Lo. No,
yeah,
not you.
I know.
Do we all, like, do we, I would love, I feel like you can learn so much about someone by going on their TikTok and seeing what their algorithm is.
Oh, for sure. TikTok knows things about me that I don't even know about myself.
Oh, I made a video, though, that I get really annoyed with TikTok because you know how you can hold down a video and say, like, I don't want to hear this sound or I don't want to see more from this creator. I do that all the time, and TikTok does not give a fuck. Like, TikTok's like, thanks, babe. I'm going to still give you whatever the fuck I want to give you.
Well, because TikTok knows what you need more than you
need. Yeah, that's true. But there's, like, sounds. If, like, specifically a sound is always associated with a sad video, I don't want to hear that sound. And I will over and over and over hold it down every single time and say, I don't want to hear this sound. And TikTok's like, tough luck. Sorry.
Aww.
You're going to have to listen to this. Wow. I actually had an idea a long time ago that I think there should be, like, some type of button when you log into TikTok, and it's like, what mood are you in? Are you drunk? Are you happy? Are you sappy?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Are you feeling emotional? Are you feeling nostalgic? Like, how are you feeling, and what type of content do you want to see? Because I can't tell you, I probably cry over this app 3 times a week. Like, something will make me, like, bawl my eyes out, and I don't always want that, and I want to be able to choose.
But why don't you just scroll through really fast as soon as it comes up? You're like, go.
Well,
go.
Sometimes you don't know. Like, sometimes you don't know what it's going to be. And then you find out you're watching this story of, like, some really emotional thing. And I'm like, whoa, I'm like.
I know. I always see really sad dog ones.
Yeah.
Those ones really get me. Because TikTok obviously knows I have a dog. They know everything about me.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Wait, I wanted to give you guys an update on Victoria Bonella, if anyone's
interested.
Oh
my God. Yeah, I want to hear.
Okay, well, so, I mean, if you don't know what this story is, you need to listen to She's All Batch a little bit more. But basically, I've been getting calls for someone who I thought were two separate people, Victoria and Bonella. And this someone's giving my phone number out at, like, orthodontists and places, and they're calling me to schedule appointments. And I'm like, that's not me. So where we are now is yesterday I get a call and it's like a number and I'm like, oh, I could sense this is not for me. But I pick up and they're like, hi, Bonella, Victoria Bonella. I'm like, confirmation. It's one person. That's her full name. It was a hospital, and it said that she left some of her belongings there. So I go, I'm
my
like,
God, this journey of Victoria.
Well, she's also at the orthodontist. I've canceled her appointments over there, and she went to the hospital. I thought she was a nurse. This is not the first time the hospital called. So I don't know. But I go, okay, look, I've told you guys so many times. I'm like, where are you seeing this number? And she said, it's in our system. I said, who gave you this number? And she said, Victoria Bonella. And I was like, this is wrong. Can you just go into the system and delete it? And she said she doesn't have access to, but she's going to look into it, which is why this keeps happening, because no one has access to remove this number. And they keep trying
besides Victoria, but they can't get in touch with her because they're calling you.
So I go, how do you spell Bonella? And she's like, I can't give you that information.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, shit. Okay. What I'm going to do, and I don't know if this is whatever. Next time you call me, I've told you guys 75 times I'm not Victoria Bonella. So the next time you call me, I am Victoria Bonella. And I'm going to get a little more information on how I spell my name and maybe try to locate Victoria to maybe ask her, why is this happening? Like, are you, is your handwriting messed up?
Just like bad, yeah.
Or do you think your number is mine, in which case we have a bigger problem?
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I think it's like really weird that you're getting this from multiple places, like the orthodontist and the hospital. Right. So it wasn't just like a one-time like typo or someone had messy handwriting and they wrote down the number wrong. Like, she's giving out your number everywhere she goes.
But it's not even like you're giving out my number in like a prank type way, because
no, I think she thinks that
it's her number.
Phone number is her phone number. Maybe. How is she doing anything? Like, how did she get to the hospital, like, in the first place?
Well, there was this reminds me of, I have another story with this, someone named Vinny. So, like, 15 years ago, I changed my number. And I clearly got someone named Vinny's number. I mean, that is confirmed. I actually know his last name, but I won't out it. Because it used to come up on my caller ID. So, Vinny, I know, was like worked in construction, because I would get calls at 6 o'clock in the morning with like, hey, we have a job for you over here, blah, 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 all the time. I told everyone, as recent as like a year ago, I got a call from a family member who had important information to tell Vinny. And
oh my
I
God.
Flat out said,
what was it?
No, she didn't tell me, but I thought it would possibly someone's in the hospital. Maybe it's Victoria. I don't know if this all connects.
Oh my God.
And
could you imagine?
They had to like inform Vinny of like something bad that was happening. And I was like, I'm really sorry to hear this, but can you please tell Vinny that like I've been getting all his calls for so long. And I wondered for the longest time, like, how was he getting to work? If he never knew where to go with the construction sites and stuff, like, was he just at home being like, oh man,
no one's calling me.
Work is really slow.
Yeah.
It was so weird. So long he didn't update people about his new number. So
wow.
If this has happened to you, please let me know.
Yeah, I'm so concerned for Vinny. I'm so concerned for Victoria.
It seems like Vinny may have gotten his shit together after like a decade or so. He finally told people.
He updated his number with everyone. But Victoria.
Victoria, I think, is doing something a little malicious. Like, this feels like a game.
No, she's not. No, she, like, who pranks someone and is like, ooh, I'm really going to get her. The orthodontist is going to keep calling her. Like, if she really wanted to prank you, like, there are better ways. She has your phone number, so she can do a whole bunch. She can tell you a whole bunch of other things.
But she thinks it's her phone number. So maybe, like, maybe.
Or maybe she doesn't. Maybe she didn't want the hospital or the orthodontist to call her. Maybe she didn't want to follow up with the orthodontist. And she was like, they're like, no, Victoria, you have to come back. Like, we need to change your rubber bands. And she's like, no, fuck that. Like, I don't want to. So she just gave the wrong phone number so that they could never reach her again. Wait. And probably the same with the hospital.
One time I like tried out for a gym or whatever it's called. Like, you do your...
What? Like, you tried out for a gym?
You do like the sample week or whatever it's called.
Oh, like a trial.
A trial. Yeah, I tried out. And I had no intention of like joining. I just wanted to go for the week. So I wrote down a wrong number. And then when I was in the gym, someone came up to me and they're like, oh, we tried calling you, but it looks like this is the wrong number. And I was like, oh, I must have wrote down the wrong one. And then I had to give them my real number and tell them that I just wanted to audition for the gym. I didn't really want to go.
Did you give like a full on different phone number?
I don't
or did you just change one number?
I don't even remember what.
Because they're probably like, this girl's So dumb. How does she not know her own phone number? But I guess I shouldn't say that because Victoria is dealing with the same thing right now. Well,
someone wrote me and said I should look into two numbers being registered, like two people being registered to the same number.
How does that even work?
That doesn't work. And like, wouldn't does that mean that she's getting calls from me?
That's just not possible. If you put in a phone number, it goes to like one place. It can't go to sometimes one place and sometimes another place. That makes no sense. Our whole system would break down if phone numbers weren't correct like that.
Yeah. And two weeks ago, so 2 weeks ago in both episodes, Sound Off and in the regular Wednesday episode, I give like the earlier part of this story. But since the episode where I get the call live on the podcast, it has slowed down. So I actually thought I fixed it. Like after I answer on the podcast and I was a little sassy with the woman, it really slowed down and I thought she was gone. And then yesterday I get the call and I'm like, she's back. And I don't know how to spell her name.
So if anyone has any thoughts on how you would spell vanilla, like vanilla with a B?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm hearing like, yeah, it could be va. Like, you know how like over the phone you hear
Victoria Vanilla is a fake name. That's not real. But Vanilla, okay, I guess I believe, could be real.
But it could be like ba. What other letter sounds like B?
None. That's only one. Why don't you just stop answer? Like, you clearly answer the phone like a lot, which is so crazy because I never answer the phone. Like, honestly, if someone calls me, even if it's like my own flesh and blood, like my parents, I'm like, this is rude. Don't call me. Text me if you have something to say. Like, why would you ever call me?
So I don't answer the phone normally either. I've been answering the phone, one, for this storyline, but also two, sometimes like if I'm like scheduling an appointment somewhere, you know what I mean? Like it could be sometimes the random calls is because like I actually need to hear
from someone. They can leave a message if you need to hear from them.
Well, I'm pretty sure I've gotten messages for Victoria Vanilla too.
Ooh, do you have one saved? Like, let's hear one.
I don't know. Hi,
Victoria. That's probably illegal. Like sharing Victoria Vanilla's like hospital voicemail with the entire podcast.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, hi, this is the hospital with your test results. And we put it on the podcast.
Well, that's why when I answered the call in last week's or whatever, the time that we talked about it last, when the woman says where she's calling, I bleeped it out because I was like, yeah, I shouldn't share this. Like,
yeah,
there's a line.
Yeah, we have to be respectful of Victoria Vanilla. Victoria Vanilla, like, it also, if any of you guys know someone named Victoria Vanilla, even if she's not listening to this podcast, tell her what's going on.
And ask her what her phone number is.
What is the thing that, like, you're 5 degrees separated from, like, everyone in the world or something?
Is it not 7?
We are 7 degrees separated from Victoria Vanilla, which means our listeners are 6 degrees separated in a way.
Okay.
And if you guys have a friend, so I'm like, guys, just like put out some feelers. If you know anyone who knows Victoria Vanilla, I think we can find her. And then we'll have her on the podcast and be like, why did you write down the wrong phone number?
Did you go to the orthodontist? We need to know.
Okay. Calling Victoria Vanilla.
Please don't go harass random people named Victoria Vanilla on the internet. There's a lot of them. So just.
There are?
Yeah. I Googled it.
Vanilla doesn't seem like a common name.
Well, I don't know how to spell it. But just saying, guys.
Oh, see, but when don't I be Google dicks, Victoria please. Vanilla,
they don't know this girl.
It's like, did you mean Victoria Vanilla?
Yeah. So.
And then it's just giving me Victoria's Secret, like, vanilla body lotion. Like, that's not what I meant. Oh, my God. Should I start pranking you?
Please don't.
And saying it's Victoria Vanilla. Well, like, hey, this is Victoria Vanilla. Like, you keep getting my phone calls and you didn't, like, forward them to me. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, am I Victoria Vanilla's assistant? That's what I feel like. But if you have any other suggestions on how to handle the situation, I was nice at first. Then I got a little sassy. Now it's like, she also has belongings that need to be picked up at the hospital. Does that mean she's a nurse or did she go to the hospital?
Wait, do you know what hospital? Like, is it close
by? She said the hospital, but I didn't listen because I was more fixated on the fact that she confirmed that the names were one name.
Yeah.
Because previous episodes, I thought it was two people. Someone named Vanilla, and then someone named Victoria.
Right.
Oh, this is just the gift that keeps on giving. I hope we get updates because we need answers. And I would gladly invite her on the pod, but I'll have to change my number because now she knows my number.
But who knows? Maybe you'll be friends.
Right. Well, she lives near me. Perfect. Oh, my husband did say, he's like, what if it's your number with a different area code? Which that makes a lot of sense. I called both the area codes near me with my number, and they are not numbers.
Yeah.
Unless she has an area code from, like, another state and she just lives here. That could be.
Right.
She's, like, from Jersey, but, like, her cell phone.
Well, yeah, because it's, like, my area code is from where I grew up, but, like,
yeah,
that's never going to change. I'm never going to change my phone number regardless of where I live.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are all the stories we have for this week, guys.
We did like two.
No, we did.
And then talked about Victoria Bonella for 40 minutes. Well, no, it's fine.
We're not here to guarantee you 10 stories. We're here to guarantee you a good time.
That's for sure. We can guarantee that. No problem.
All right. So everyone have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Share with 3 friends.
Mm-hmm. Because hopefully that'll get us closer to Victoria Bonella.
Right. Because we're on the case.
Yeah, we're only 7 degrees away, so if you share with some friends, we get a few degrees
closer.
We get closer.
And thank you to Lumi for sponsoring this podcast. If you want to check out Lumi Whole Body Deodorant, go to LumiDeodorant.com. Code SHE'SALLBATCH gets you 15% off. Highly recommend it. It's literally on my armpits right now. I swear by it. So, I mean, is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay. Goodbye, bitches.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.